In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, let me wish you near and far a very happy and holy Easter. And I trust that this time is a time of joy amongst the multiplicity of restrictions that we have upon us this day, that a time of joy for you and for those whom you love. As an Australian, I never really understood what it meant to celebrate Easter in the season of spring. Because, of course, here in the Southern Hemisphere, Easter always falls during autumn. And the opposite of spring is happening. Leaves aren't budding for us, they're falling off trees. Flowers aren't blooming, they've long gone. And this past week reminded me that cold weather is returning, not warm weather arriving. And as I wrote this sermon, a strong wind and rain was blowing sideways across the vicarage garden, and it was 9 degrees. 10 years of living above the snow line in the United States gave me a whole new insight into spring, Easter, and the promise of new life that is given to us by God at this holy time. In Chicago, the first snows blew into the windy city at the end of October, and they built and built and built until the entire city was locked in a frozen embrace with meter-high snowdrifts everywhere for months. Lake Michigan, as big as a sea, became a mass of heaving, grinding, frozen ice plates until April, before winter let go and spring came on. It was similar in Princeton and in New York City, when what seemed like an endless parade of snow and ice finally gave way to heat and growth right around Easter time. What a grand relief that warmth and light was. In New York, when the temperature would first go above zero, even if it was just 1 or 2 degrees, many people, including myself, would go out in t-shirts because it was so comparatively warm. Crocuses started to shoot from under the snow, and trees would bud, and birds would sing, and the last of the snowdrifts would melt and water an onslaught of plant growth. When signs of new life like those were all around you, it was easy, it was so easy to see new life coming from death, to literally witness God's promise of resurrection in the natural world around you. All you had to do was look around you. This year, we celebrate Easter at a time where there are few signs of new life surrounding us. In reality, the opposite is true. A virus stalks humanity, and it brings with it illness and misery and death. Unemployment, isolation, and shock reverberate throughout countries and peoples. Governments have banned the most natural of human desires to gather and to be with each other. At St. John's, we too are isolated and we're physically separated from each other. Our church is closed for the first time in 160 years. People I see on the street who don't even come to church tell me how upset they are that St. John's is closed. It seriously unsettles us. Easter without church? Without processions and fabulous music and choirs and beautiful services and egg and spoon races and Easter egg hunts on the church lawn? What kind of Easter is that? Mind you, if you think that's bad, spare a thought for our fellow Christians in England, for whom this is the first time since 1206 that Easter services have not been celebrated in churches. 1206. Yet amidst all the difficulty and the grief of a time like ours, Easter still happens, as it does every year, regardless of circumstance, regardless if we are happy or sad, together, alone, rejoicing or grieving. Our Lord's resurrection is never cowed or suppressed by the context of our life. His promise of new life, eternal life, always shines through, be it spring, be it autumn. Easter happens today. Right now, even in the midst of so much hardship and despair, Easter happens right now because God continues to happen right now. And Christ's resurrection continues to happen right now and reverberate down through the ages and transcend the confines of shut churches and fearful hearts and isolated people. Right throughout today's Easter Gospel are these phrases, "Do not be afraid." These are not suggestions, mere pieces of advice. They are commands, and divine commands at that. Do not be afraid. God is assuring us, as God did that resurrection morning, that God is always in charge and that new life always awaits. In the meantime, do as God directs and do not be afraid. Some have somewhat bizarrely suggested to me that we shouldn't celebrate Easter now, but rather wait until the grip of COVID-19 loosens and we can return to a semblance of reality. As if the circumstances of this fleeting world can upset the divine order of life from death. No, I believe, the Easter message is as strong as ever. This is actually why we celebrate every Sunday in church. Because every Sunday is sort of a mini celebration of Easter, a celebration of Christ's resurrection. Such that every week, in summer or winter, autumn or spring, his resurrection shines through. And such a pattern of worship, of remembering and celebrating the resurrection every week can also mean that actually every day can also be an opportunity to choose to embrace Christ's resurrection and his victory over death. Today, Easter Sunday, it might be hard for you to see and touch and hear the Easter message. We might feel like we with Jesus haven't made it out of the tomb yet, that Jesus also remains in lockdown, that his resurrected body hasn't burst forth from the tomb and the resurrection actually taken place. It might feel like the depth of winter, when I remember snowdrifts a metre high and ice-coated roads and streets and bitter cold, and in the midst of us all thought it virtually impossible that new life could come from all of that. But new life does come, and that is why we celebrate today. The Christian story is based upon the truth that new life comes from death. That Christ's death, an impossible event to his disciples, brings about new life that is equally impossible to imagine. We will get through this. We will emerge on the other side. Life will go on. It may well be different, but it will go on. And our faith too will go on and bring with it the promise of life from the direst of circumstances. I invite you today to hold that Easter faith, that resurrection faith, and to embrace it in these trying times. I leave the last word to St. Paul, who in his letter to the church in Rome almost 2,000 years ago wrote these words of faith and hope to a community in ancient Rome who, like modern Rome, were in the grip of fear and death. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Happy Easter. God bless you and keep the faith. Amen.